USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump is scheduled to take the stage at CPAC to close out the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation he knows what's in the speech and says the energy among conservatives is amazing.
Look, 2 years ago, you remember, he came out and he hugged that big, beautiful American flag, spoke for 2 hours on the stage and laid out what he wanted to do for America, which is called America First. That vision hasn't gone away, and there are more people who need it now more than ever.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking the state's attorney general and chief appeals court judge to appoint an independent lawyer to investigate claims that he sexually harassed two female staffers. Charlotte Bennett, an aide in the governor's administration until last November, told the New York Times that Cuomo asked her inappropriate questions about her sex life. Another aide, Lindsay Boylan, has accused Cuomo of kissing her and making inappropriate comments. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine receives emergency use authorization from the FDA. Here's Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The emergency use authorization granted for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine allows for that shot to be used in people 18 and older. The company says it will have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first cases of the coronavirus variant first identified in Brazil have been detected in Britain. English health officials say three cases were found in England and another three in Scotland. Public Health England says it shares some mutations with the variant first identified in South Africa, and it's possible that it might not respond as well to current vaccines. The FDA has authorized the COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tells NBC's Meet the Press that Americans should be just as comfortable getting the shot from Johnson & Johnson as Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines.
If you look at the efficacy against severe disease, greater than 85%, and there have been no hospitalizations or deaths in multiple countries, even in countries that have the variant. So the only way you know one versus the other, if you compare them head to head, and they were not compared head to head, they were compared under different circumstances. All three of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them.
The approval comes as vaccine doses are in short supply across the country. The company is set to deliver 20 million doses by the end of March. Germany is restricting travel from parts of France because of the high rate of variant cases. Travelers from certain areas must provide proof of a negative coronavirus test before being allowed to enter the country. German officials warn that the variants could spread more easily and fuel the infection rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.